Welcome to the MGM Grand Garden Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada for UFC 189 Mendez versus McGregor. This is probably the biggest UFC event ever held, whether it be here in Las Vegas or anywhere else across the world. The main event is a battle for the UFC interim featherweight title as Chad Money Mendez, the number one contender in the UFC's 145-pound division, goes toe-to-toe with the number one star in the sport right now, the notorious Conor McGregor. The Dubliner has absolutely cut a swathe through the featherweight division, knocking out four and decisioning one of his five opponents en route to a title shot. He was due to face undisputed champion Jose Aldo, but a rib injury saw the Brazilian forced to pull out of the fight, with Mendez, the number one contender, stepping in at just over 2 weeks' notice. The fight has continued to build despite that setback, and the atmosphere at yesterday's weigh-ins, where 11,500 fans packed into the MGM Grand Garden Arena, was absolutely something to behold. We've never seen an event like it. I've been talking to some of my more seasoned UFC media colleagues here who've been going to these events for years and years in America, and they tell me that the weigh-ins were the most incredible thing they'd ever seen in terms of UFC events. So we can only begin to imagine what tonight is going to actually sound like. As I say, 11,500 fans were here yesterday for the weigh-ins. They've reconfigured the arena. We have an octagon. I'm sat about 4 feet from said octagon. I'm on the front row of the press seats right here, directly behind one of the corners. And we're going to see something very, very special. In excess of 16,500 fans are going to pack the stands for this one. And I reckon, and I think this is probably a conservative estimate, I reckon at least 10,000 of those seats are going to be filled by Irish fans. I've never seen anything quite like this since the days of Ricky Hatton came to take on Floyd Money Mayweather here in this very arena a good few years ago. And those that were there then, some of them are saying that this invasion is even bigger than that we saw from the Mancunians back then for that fight. The Irish have been raucous, they've been loud, they've been good-spirited, and they're here to cheer on their man. As I say, that's the main event, and that's the fight that everybody's come to see. But believe me, this fight card is something pretty special. The co-main event is a welterweight title fight between the world champion Ruthless Robbie Lawler and a man he beat by split decision 3 years ago, Canadian Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald has come on a bundle since that fight and looks an absolute superstar at 170 pounds. But Robbie Lawler is an animal at this weight class, and really, he's not gonna get this belt up without a fight. I've actually picked Lawler to win that fight, but it's probably got to be the fight of the night. And if Rory McDonald wins it, it will have to be the fight of the night to get past Robbie Lawler. There's a catchweight fight. It was supposed to be a featherweight between Dennis the Menace Bermudez and little heathen Jeremy Stephens. Stephens missed weight yesterday and opted not to go back and have another go. Bermudez has inherited 20% of Stephens' purse. But what matters is who wins this fight, because whoever wins is going to move up that featherweight ladder and become just one step closer to being able to challenge the likes of Mendez and McGregor for supremacy at the top of that UFC 145-pound division. At welterweight, we've got the Icelandic submission machine. Gunnar Nelson is taking on probably the biggest welterweight on the UFC books, Brandon Thatch, who is a Muay Thai kickboxing machine. He looks incredibly dangerous, but he's coming into this with a point to prove, having lost by submission to former lightweight world champion Benson Henderson. He's taking on Nelson at 170 pounds. Nelson coming off a loss himself to Rick the Horror Story. And we're going to be looking at two guys who are desperate to pick up a win at 170 pounds. That Nelson is going to get roared to the rafters by the Irish fans. He trains out of the SPD gym in Dublin, and to all intents and purposes, he's an honorary Irishman. The final fight on the main card, and the one that will kick off the pay-per-view section tonight, London's Brad One Punch Pickett is taking on undefeated Brazilian prospect Thomas Almeida. Almeida is 18 fights undefeated so far in his career and looked absolutely superb at his first round TKO victory over Yves Jabouille in his last outing. Yves Jabouille, that is, who has been knocked out by Brad Pickett with one punch back in Nottingham in 2012. Pickett has been campaigning at flyweight lately, and it hasn't been going too well for him. So he's decided to abandon that experiment and move back up to his more natural weight class of 135 pounds at bantamweight. And he's got himself a real tough fight. Pickett goes into this fight as the biggest underdog on the card. But as he said to me at media day on Thursday, this is a fight, not a math test. He doesn't mind being the underdog. In fact, he quite likes it. He's going to be in the role of spoiler tonight as he takes on Thomas Almeida. Moving down the card onto the televised prelims, we've got a trio of superb welterweight contests. Matt the Immortal Brown takes on Tim the Dirty Bird Means in the top welterweight attraction on that preliminary card. We've also got Mike Quick-Swick, who's making his long-awaited comeback, taking on the surging Alex Garcia. Ireland's Carl Pendred is looking to make it 5 wins in a row when he takes on John Doomsday Howard at 170 pounds. And the first third prelim fight is a bantamweight fight between Team Alpha Male's Cody Garbrandt and Henry Briones. Garbrandt out of Team Alpha Male. He's been training alongside Chad Mendes as he prepares for this title fight. He's fired up for this. He looked really psyched at the weigh-ins yesterday. Expect that one to be a barn burner. And at the bottom of the card, we've got two fights in the lighter weight divisions on the UFC Fight Pass prelims. Kicking off proceedings, we've got Yodani Sedeno against Cody Pfister at 155 pounds. And a fight that the Irish fans are going to be in this arena early to make sure they see, as Neil Two Tap Siri takes on Louis Smolka. Siri and Smolka have been going back and forth on social media for the best part of 3 months. This is a fight they both wanted, they both campaigned for, and now they've got it on the biggest fight card of the year. Expect that to be right up there for Fight of the Night honours, as Neil Siri looks to push his claims as a major contender in the UFC 125 pound division. This is going to be some night here in the UFC. MGM Grand Garden Arena, we're expecting nearly 17,000 fans to pack the stands here. It's going to be something very, very special. UFC 189, watch it live on BT Sport. The prelims kick off 1 a.m. with a main card following up at 3 a.m. That's UFC 189, Mendes versus McGregor. Do not miss this.